Let's go out to the Joburg Metro Chambers. Alpha Ramoshwane is having a rather long day prowling the corridors trying to find out exactly what's going to happen in regard to that motion of no confidence. Alpha, good afternoon to you. What have you managed to find out? Is it going to happen today?
Good afternoon, John. Well, currently, as we speak, the media has been asked to vacate the council chambers as the councillors have been convening an in-committee debate. This means that the media and the guests are not allowed to witness the meeting, and it has been going on since midday. So currently, the councillors are in council and doing their debate. So the media really has no info or intel of what is currently happening inside the council chambers. So there are speculations that the motion of no confidence against the mayor, Mpho Phalatse, may carry out to tomorrow. I mean, we do know that this meeting started yesterday, and because of the many agenda, items on the agenda, it had to carry on to today, and it might also carry on to tomorrow. But what is interesting is that the ANC requested a caucus break soon after the news of Mzondile Masina broke out. We do know that Masina has just resigned as the chairperson of the ANC in Ekurhuleni. So the question that rises, John, is that will the developments on Ekurhuleni affect the ANC stance today during the vote of no confidence against the mayor?
Yeah, it's a fascinating point you raise, Alpha, because if I've understood it correctly, Mzwandile Masina was the person that prevented the EFF taking over the municipality, not necessarily on his own, but was a key figure in that, taking over the mayorship in Ekurhuleni. If his resignation paves the way for that mayorship to go to the EFF, is it fair to assume then that the EFF would give their votes to the ANC in order to make Dada Morero the executive mayor of Joburg?
At this point, the DA seems to be confident that it will win today's vote. And we do know that in order for them to win, they would need to grab the EFF and vote with them to keep them in office. So as we speak, it does seem like the EFF might be siding a little bit with the DA in Johannesburg. And the ANC is not really much vocal as to how they will be voting. It does seem like they do not have much of a solid plan in their pocket. And they have been requesting a lot of caucus breaks. And I do assume that during these caucus breaks, they have been trying to find a way to speak with the EFF and other parties to see how they will vote today.
Thanks very much, Alpha Ramoshwane. Out in the cold, but definitely not out of the picture in terms of keeping us posted on what's going on. I must say, I find that, I've not heard of that before, when the media has been barred from the council chamber. Maybe it's happened before, but it's a worrying thing to my mind. I mean, you would surely have to have an excellent reason for keeping the media out. Our job is to watch government and democracy in action. I know that in Parliament, where you get, for example, the Standing Committee on State Security, I'm giving it a generic term. I'm not sure that's its exact title there. Yes, sure. Then people leave because that is the area they're covering. But a general council meeting with the media barred? Never heard of it before. I'll follow up and find out if it has, in fact, happened before. 19 minutes past 3.